All right, welcome back, everyone. So some big updates tonight. Well, nothing too major, but some interesting developments. Let's put it that way. Good seeing you all here. Some of you saying Mike Lindell, my pillows. I'll be getting to that in just a minute. We're going to be going over some of what happened with Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. We don't have a lot of details yet. I did send him a message asking for comment on what has happened, which I'll get into in just a bit, talking about martial law, allegedly. Details are still thin. I'll let you know what we know. Also, we're going to talk about what's happening in Washington and California right now, mobilizing even more National Guard troops. Remember, it was 20,000. Now it's 25,000. They're increasing it every day, it seems. And so, again, first it was 15, then it was 20, now it's 25. I'll go into that. Also, a few other updates to go into tonight, including some of what's happening in China right now with new lockdowns spreading across the country. All right, folks. And keep in mind, too, this is as the CCP is trying to present itself as a model for the world with dealing with virus. Yeah, and so, folks, always good seeing you all. All right, let's see here. Let's jump into the stories first. As always, folks have questions, leave them in the comments. I'll try to get to them. And that said, let's get started. Now, first story for the night. This is from The Guardian. Breaking news here. We don't have many details yet. Breaking news, but it says here, Trump ally Mike Lindell of MyPillow pushes martial law at White House. And it says, MyPillow founder and Trump supporter Mike Lindell was photographed entering the West Wing of the White House on Friday, carrying notes which seemed to advocate the imposition of martial law. Now, a photographer photographed him walking out of the White House carrying this stack of papers. And you can see it if we can scroll down further in the article. You have a tweet actually published in the article that shows a picture of the papers he's holding kind of flipped to the side. And here's what it says. This is pretty much the only information we have in it right now, right? It says here, the note seemed to advocate naming an attorney named Colin, described as a, quote, up to speed on election issues and seemingly based at Fort Meade on a national security role, a current LinkedIn page, so on, right? Let me jump to the part where it talks specifically about this. Now, it says, later, a Washington Post photographer caught images of Lindell in which parts of notes he carried were visible. Among visible text were the words, quote, Insurrection Act now as a result of the assault on the, and we don't know what the rest of the statement is. And then it continues, quote, martial law if necessary. And it also states, quote, move Kash Patel to CIA acting. Now, again, the full context of this is not really known. Mike Lindell did come out, talked to, I think, the Washington Examiner, and told them something along the lines that he was basically working as the messenger for a lawyer, an attorney, and this was the stack of papers that he was bringing to them, right? Now, we don't really know the details on this. Again, this is being reported on all the mainstream media. This isn't like conspiracy stuff, but Mike Lindell was apparently photographed carrying these papers that do say this. Again, he said, according to, I believe, Washington Examiner, that again, he was bringing these documents to Trump on behalf of an attorney. He did not state which attorney. Mike Lindell did previously release a video, though, stating his assessment that Trump would take this course of action with the military. And who knows, it's not clear whether that was actual based on a conversation with Trump or if that was his own opinion or from information he's seen on his own side. It's the context of that is not clear yet. Again, you know, I'll be keeping you all updated as we get updates on this. Now, what we know about this, we do know that Mike Lindell did meet with Trump today in the Oval Office. And so he did go to the Oval Office of the White House to speak with Trump. And as he was walking out, this is when the photo was taken. We'll see. This is the only information we have right now. I did send him a message asking for comment. As of now, he has not replied to me. And so if I do get a reply, I'll keep you updated. We'll see. Now, let's move into the next stories. Now, first of all, this is Epoch Times. Up to 25,000 National Guard in D.C. for inauguration, according to the U.S. Army. Now, remember, I think it was by Wednesday-ish, they were saying up to 15,000 troops in Washington for the inauguration. Yesterday, those of you who are on the broadcast, you might remember I reported they were saying over 20,000. Now they're saying up to 25,000. And so whoever is in charge of the security and deploying of the National Guard has been increasing the number incrementally by about 5,000. And again, between Wednesday and now, we've gone up over 10,000, possibly. Meaning that, well, they seem to be very concerned about something. Now, let's go into the story a bit. It says, the U.S. Army confirmed that as many as 25,000 National Guard members will be stationed in Washington, D.C. for Inauguration Day next week. That'll be January 20th. The Defense Department authorized up to 25,000 service members to be deployed, which is an increase from 5,000 from numbers earlier this week. A statement from the Army to news outlets on Friday said the increase would support the, quote, federal law enforcement mission and security preparations during the inauguration, and it would be led by the U.S. Secret Service. And this is according to National Guard Bureau Chief Army General Daniel Hawkinson, saying in a statement, quote, our National Guard soldiers and airmen are set around the city to protect our nation's capital. Now, all 50 states and Washington, D.C. now will have National Guard members to support the event, ostensibly due to the breach of the U.S. Capitol building last week during the January 6th joint session of Congress. And in a statement on Wednesday, President Donald Trump reiterated to Americans that they should not engage in violence, right? He said, be peaceful, no violence, no looting, none of that. Now, let's go on to the next story with this, because some other updates on this. Now as well, next story here. California mobilizes National Guard, takes, quote, proactive measures ahead of inauguration. And it says here, the governor of California announced the state is enforcing its security and taking, quote, proactive measures against possible civil unrest around the state's capital ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration next week. And this is Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, saying in a statement on Thursday, quote, in light of events in our nation's capital last week, California is taking important steps to protect public safety at the state capital and across the state. And he continued, quote, our state operations center is actively working with federal, state, and local law enforcement partners in assessing threats and sharing intelligence and information to ensure those disgraceful actions are not repeated here. Now, they're essentially using the January 6th storming of the Capitol building as an excuse to deploy the National Guard. But at the same time, Trump was the one who initiated the declaration of, you know, the emergency declaration in Washington. And so Trump has also played a role in that as well. Now, in terms of them deploying this in other states, that this is possibly based on these rumors going around of these armed protests in all 50 states, which I've been trying to figure out where this thing came from. It seems every single Trump supporting community doesn't know where the rumor of this came from. Again, CNN was the one that first reported this, and CNN based their reporting on an alleged, not public, but alleged private FBI note stating that this was going to happen. And it doesn't seem that anybody, nothing I've seen seems to be like anybody is going out to protest. But we have seen that some of these individuals who were with, for example, this Mr. Sullivan, who has been arrested and was tied to these BLM type movements, that he was discussing protests like that. And in fact, even posted pictures of some flyers promoting that on secure Discord channels, which we'll see if we can get into in just a bit. Meaning that it seems the only people who've been promoting this and talking about it are actually agitators, not Trump supporters. And so, again, the different states are apparently using this, though, to initiate the National Guard. At the same time, though, we also see Nancy Pelosi putting in this metal detector at the Senate, at the state Capitol building. And a lot of senators have been very unhappy that they have to walk through a metal detector. You actually had one senator have to surrender her firearm, allegedly, during that time. Some of them have been very unhappy with it. You have some senators walking around it and saying, you can't stop me from going in. I'm going to vote. And so you do have some very strange incidents like this. Now, Pelosi is alleging that she's concerned about her security or security of others in the building, and possibly afraid of other Congress members, it seems. It does seem to be the case right now that people in Washington, some of them are, if not making it to, if not just making hyperbole statements for media headlines, right, that they are genuinely possibly afraid of something. At the very least, we can say that they're doing things to in very extreme ways right now, and doing things in ways that really, again, trying to impeach Trump, putting in metal detectors, calling in the National Guard, basically canceling most of the inauguration events. It's mostly going to be virtual. I'll get into that in just a bit. And behaving in very strange ways, which do suggest that either they're trying to push for media headlines or they're genuinely afraid of something. Again, they're citing the January 6th siege on the Capitol building as the reason for their concerns. Mark Patriot, wow, really appreciate the support. And folks, I also really appreciate the support. Let me go over a few more news pieces and then I'll get into the questions for tonight. All right, let's see here. Now, this is another story here. This is from Nancy Pelosi. She's saying small inauguration event, quote, because of COVID. And so when she's talking about the small size of the planned inauguration for Joe Biden, she's saying it's because of concerns about the virus. She's not saying this is because of concerns about security. She said this, quote, for a long, she said this, quote, for a long time now, weeks, it has been determined that we would have a very small inauguration because of COVID. And she added that, quote, in order to have the distancing and the rest of the platform and then some people down below, it would be necessary to limit it. She said, quote, we're excited about nominating a new president of the United States, but not at the risk of people's health and well-being and indeed their lives. And she said as well, quote, this is always going to be small. And then she said before mentioning the Capitol protests and breach on January 6th. Now, the breach last week said, according to her, quote, she said it is necessitated by security to have more security, but hasn't changed the nature of the swearing in. And she said, I think it's important for people to know that this is not a concession. Now, I am planning to go to Washington for the inauguration event. It's not actually clear whether I can get into the event because they're only they've shut down the entire National Mall for the inauguration. And it's going to be mostly virtual. I've seen different reports saying that Lady Gaga is going to be performing at the inauguration and they're having other events with other, like, you know, musicians and so on. And so it's going to be, seems a little more theatrical than most or any other inauguration I've personally ever seen before. It's going to be interesting at the very least. And at the same time, you're going to have at least now 25,000 troops on the ground around the area. And so more than likely, again, I'm going to go there to report. More than likely, I'm going to be outside the barriers, you know, showing you guys what I can see with National Guard troops and so on, if I'm allowed to. We'll have to see how this whole thing goes. I am planning to go there to report. So again, we'll have to see. But again, this whole thing is honestly very strange. Now let's go over a few questions and then we'll go more to the news for tonight. This is from Lee Courtney. He said, no one has mentioned it, but in Trump's last address, he said, quote, obey instructions from law enforcement, as in National Guard will guide the public. Well, you can argue in a few ways. Trump has, again, been, you know, basically, I mean, his communications are very limited right now, but because of the censorship, but he has been really kind of calling on people to be peaceful, to not commit any acts of violence, to not commit any acts of, you know, destruction of public property and so on. He's telling them be peaceful, don't do anything rash. And again, this is because there's a lot of these, rumors going around of these armed protests and so on. It's not clear what his real intentions were in stating obey instructions from law enforcement. But based on what I've seen, again, going and trying to figure out what's going on and trying to figure out what the origin of these armed protests are, And the only source I've found so far are far left agitation groups. They're the only sources I've found so far for these rumors. Given this, you know, of course, he's media is pushing this and trying to make it sound like something big is going to happen. And Trump does seem to be trying to convince, you know, tell people to basically, you know, don't do anything rash. It's not clear again what's happening. There's a lot of rumors, as we just mentioned again. As I just mentioned again, Mike Lindell even allegedly having papers talking about possible martial law, at least talking to Trump about this. Who knows what the heck is going on? Freedom, Love, and Fool. You said 25K troops seems like an artificially high amount, especially since Biden is attending virtually. Are troops being deployed to every state capital? This seems like covert martial law in the making. I mean, it is bizarre, and they keep increasing the number of troops. Again, midweek, right? Around Wednesday, it was up to 15,000 troops. Up to, not even that many, but up to 15,000. Yesterday, it was 20,000. Today, it's up to 25,000. And they did mention they're going to be deploying National Guard in all 50 states, allegedly because we have these rumored armed protests that nobody knows what is the origin of these rumors, you know, in all 50 states. The situation is honestly very bizarre. As you mentioned, too, why need 25,000 troops? This is more troops than we have in Afghanistan. This is more troops than we have in Afghanistan. And again, why have that if it's, you know, a virtual event mostly? Why need that many? If even 5,000 troops would be more than significant enough to quell any kind of militia that I know of in the United States. Not to mention, most of those militias are so infiltrated by, you know, FBI agents and so on monitoring them that I doubt they could really organize anything without having the government know about it. And FBI did note that they are monitoring communications and so on around everything. Hey, Traveler, really appreciate the support. Thank you. And yeah, thank you. And that was from Andy Denial. You said, could President Biden, quote, be the least seen president in history? Imagine if he had lookalikes like Hussein did, waving to crowds. It would be easy with masks. that is true, especially with face masks. Who knows? I mean, you could put a face mask on someone and have them look somewhat alike, and it does open the door for that. It would be interesting. Now, anyways, yeah, some wild times we're seeing right now, and a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of rumors right now in terms of what's happening. Just real quick, Jennifer Ray, you said, here in California, I saw 10 military jeeps on 10th Freeway tonight heading towards Los Angeles. I'm in Ontario, California. Yeah, very interesting. Who knows? I mean, there are a lot of military bases in Southern California. You know, again, I'm from San Diego originally, family in Riverside. You see military vehicles all the time, but at least where I was at, because you have Camp Pendleton and stuff there. But who knows, right? It does seem to be the case that, you know, really we're dealing with a partial blackout in terms of communications. Trump himself is banned off just about every single social media platform. The big tech organizations are censoring people left and right. Parler is taken down, and YouTube, other channels are threatening to delete people's videos and give them strikes for talking about sensitive topics. And so it's very hard. It's very hard right now to actually find information. Of course, I'm doing my best to get what we have. And of course, at the Epoch Times, we're trying to go to our own sources and talking to people directly and confirming what we can. But there's a lot of very strange things taking place right now. There's a lot of very strange things taking place right now, which makes the situation very hard to make sense of. So again, I'm just presenting you guys with what we know. And in terms of analysis on this, you know, giving the best I can give, given the strangeness of the situation. Oh, wow. Jennifer Andrew, thank you. You said, what's going on with government collapsing in Italy, Estonia, Netherlands, Germany? It's not clear they're collapsing, but I have seen a lot of news, for example, about new lockdowns allegedly taking place. The UK right now has a lot going on. Germany, other countries do seem to be pushing back actually on some of the big tech censorship happening. There is a lot of movement and noise in other countries right now. And so there is some strange stuff happening. Now, let's go a bit deeper into what's happening as well with this virus, because there's some other things happening right now with the lockdowns, with the, you know, the alleged new resurgence of the virus. Take it for what it's worth. You know, I've said before that I do think the virus was deeply politicized. At the same time, I do think that in China, again, and I was reporting heavily on this, I do think it was pretty bad in China. And, you know, it does not seem to be that the death toll outside of China was as much as it was inside. And the CCP, of course, had it in its interest to try to cover up a lot of that. We only know a lot of the real information because leaks coming out, documents released, and so on. The CCP has been trying to frame itself as the model for the world, basically, for dealing with this type of incident. The lockdowns, the mask mandates, this is the CCP model for dealing with this. And we have, and also the Chinese Communist Party did send out a memo in the early days of the outbreak to all the different communist groups all around the world, not only ones in power, but even communist parties, including in the United States, telling them to basically use this as a political opportunity. Epoch Times author Trevor Loudon reported on that when it happened just about a year ago now. And so this is being politicized, but at the same time, again, I do think in China it was pretty serious. Now, let me go over some more questions for the night. Let's see here. All right. Sorry. This is from Beth Coddington. You said, I'm out here in the boonies in rural Iowa. I will freak if I start seeing military vehicles driving by my gravel road. Not likely. Yeah. They probably won't go into the more rural areas. You probably see more of the cities, I assume. Because remember again what the warning is, right? These rumors talking about armed protests in all 50 states, they're focusing on state capitals. And so in terms of National Guard possibly being deployed, you're only going to see these very likely in the state capitals. And of course, this enhances some of the different rumors around, well, maybe it's targeting government officials because they'd be around the state capital, right? Now, this is Andy Song. You say, hey, Joshua, what about the Italian prime minister being implicated in the biggest RICO case in 30 years? I've seen some rumors on that. I haven't looked too deep into it. So let me... I'll look into that, actually. If you're talking about the sworn affidavit, talking about what Italy did... there's a bit more details to it. And so there's some parts I'm still looking into trying to confirm. I will keep you updated as I find information on that. Real quick, it says Michael Lewis. He said, thank you, listening/watching and waiting for the worms. QLD Australia. That's Queensland. Yeah, thank you. Hey, SD Solis. Wow, really, thank you for the support. Really appreciate it. It's from Freedom, Love, and Fool. Always good seeing you here. You said it could be that Trump's team leaked info to CNN about armed protests in all 50 states. This, and again, yeah, that's true. CNN was the first publication to break the story on this, and they were citing these FBI alerts that were allegedly private, meaning it was not based on anything public. Really, you could argue that public awareness of these alleged armed protests, that the public's only aware of it because CNN reported it, and then it spread from there, right? He said, this allows him to strategically spread troops across the country. Pelosi stated she won't be attending. Yeah, and again, the whole virtual inauguration is very strange. And again, you did have Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, right? You did have Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, going to the Oval Office to meet with Trump today and walking out with papers. Someone photographed them. And again, just for those of you who weren't here earlier, photographed them. And they did say, alleged, you know, talking about the need for possible insurrection act and martial law. The full context of that is not clear because the way he was holding the paper, you only had half the paper. And so you couldn't see the words before or after that statement. So who knows the full context? I did ask Mr. Lindell for comment on that. As of now, he has still not responded to me. But I will keep you all updated as we get details on that. A lot of unanswered questions right now, right? Let's see here. This is from Eric Collins. You say, with the drop of the new Russian hoax intel, what are the chances of avoiding the first impeachment? Well, the impeachments didn't really mean anything because it was passed in the House, thrown out in the Senate. And very likely the one we have right now is going to be the same thing. It was passed in the House. The Senate's not going to vote on it until after until after the inauguration, meaning that based on the current trajectory, if Biden is elected and Trump is, you know, no longer president, it will be trying to impeach a private citizen, which you can't actually do, meaning that Trump isn't going to be impeached. It really is just a political stunt. It does seem, as was the last one. In terms of the drop of the new Russian hoax intel, yes, Trump did declassify, as I mentioned in last night's episode, Trump did declassify, according to John Solomon, about a foot thick of papers on the whole Russia hoax. We should be getting information on that. Of course, we've been seeing some reports from this, still going over things. We'll let you know what we find as we go through it. But again, that could have a big impact. That could actually have a really big impact. Because that could, one, implicate people who are involved in trying to undermine the Trump presidency using disinformation, using media, to basically throw a wedge into his entire administration for the past 4 years. And depending on the extent of that, especially if the FBI, which we know some individuals were involved with that among the leadership, FBI, other intel agencies were involved with that, and there's a lot of evidence suggesting that, as well as different government officials, as well as big media, as well as nonprofit organizations and other individuals, it could be pretty big. Now, as I mentioned before, looking at this whole picture, we have obstruction of the judiciary, obstruction of justice, which is a crime, one of the three branches of government. You have obstruction of Congress, which is a crime, one of the other three branches of government. Could we have obstruction of the executive branch, the presidential office, based on that same assessment, the same type of crime? There's no precedent for it. It's never been done before, as far as I know. But Trump could argue that, you know, this was obstruction of the executive branch of government and use that to do many things. You know, who knows what he could do with it, but he could argue these people obstructed the executive branch of government. He joked before and quipped about it. And, you know, he was talking about running again in 2024, that he was going to be a three-term president. And he even tweeted out a meme one time showing, you know, numbers flipping of him running every 4 years going into like the infinite future, which caused a lot of anger on Twitter and so on. Trump has joked about this, but he's joked basically, there has been some discussion of him basically suggesting that he could argue that because of the way that his presidency, his first term was undermined for the past 4 years because of this Russian hoax, this Russian collusion hoax, which he's now declassified the documents on, that because this whole thing happened, right, that he could argue that his entire first term was essentially null, which would allow him to have another term. There was some discussion around that. There was never really any updates on that. Let me go over a couple more questions and I'll go deeper into some of the stories. This is from Charles Ashley. Said, could it be that it's being transmitted by other means, the virus? We'll have to see. I assume you mean being transmitted by other means. Talking about the virus, I'm sorry. It could be. Now, remember when the first outbreak happened last year, there were a lot of videos of Chinese individuals carrying cups around. There were a lot of videos of it, carrying cups around and dipping their fingers in it and going to retail stores and touching computers and touching surfaces. There was some people arrested, at least one person arrested, accused of essentially intentionally trying to spread the virus. There were videos, for example, of Chinese individuals taking these cups, dipping their fingers into it and going to different neighborhoods in the U.S. and touching the doorknobs of houses. There were security cameras catching this. It is possible that individuals were trying to intentionally spread the virus. You saw the same basic methods of that, people carrying these cups and dipping their fingers in it. Who knows? It's not clear what those individuals are doing. Maybe it was some weird, you know, trend that, who knows? We don't know what was in those cups. But there were some weird incidents like that. Just again, you know, one of my beats for a long time has been Chinese subversion activities. Again, investigating the United Front, going back to 2008, a lot of my investigative work as a journalist has focused on these organizations of the Chinese Communist Party that operate overseas. I can tell you that were the CCP to do that, want to do that, it would be very easy. They could, basically the way the United Front works, you have the Chinese consulates. The Chinese consulates work as the overseas governing branches of the CCP, including on U.S. soil. Remember, Trump shut down the consulate in Houston. The Chinese consulates then work through Chinese fraternal organizations, what they call tongs, which are like guilds or unions or community organizations. These have thousands, over tens of thousands of members sometimes, which they can mobilize for voting, which they can mobilize for influence campaigns, which they can mobilize to get into different businesses, or if they have members within their network who work in any number of businesses or branches of government or so on, they can tap those individuals and say, you owe us a favor, and use them essentially within this whole system. And so being able to do something like that would not be difficult for them to do. If they wanted to intentionally spread something, it would be very easy to do it through that network. And it would be very difficult to prove that the CCP would have anything to do with it because of the decentralized way this thing functions. Possible. Could I prove it? No. It's, who knows, right? This is from Go Away. He said, do you publish anything or can make a list of recommended books? I recently bought The Shadow Party by David Horowitz because you mentioned it, but I don't have the time to watch every stream of yours. Worried I've missed other recommends. Maybe I will put together some like recommended reading list, actually, those of you who are interested. You know, this bookshelf is mostly, you know, I have a lot of Greek and Roman classics on the top shelves. You can't see the top shelves. A lot of Chinese classics here, Western classics going down. And then I have a couple other bookshelves as well with others. A lot of these are anti-socialism, communism, history type books. You know, maybe I will put together a list for you all if you're interested in it. I mentioned Ludwig von Mises a lot. The Mises Institute, you can go on their website. They actually have free audiobooks of some of the Ludwig von Mises books. They're very good. I do highly recommend his audiobook called Socialism. It's very good. And it's long. It's like 40 hours. So keep in mind what you're getting into. I'll do one more question, then I'll go into some more news. This is from Abby Master and Abby Master. You say, oh, sorry, this is from Abby. You say, Master and Soldier Plastic Flights. Oh, sorry, that's your name. Abby Master and Soldier Plastic Flights. You say, please, is it true that Trump supporters will be imprisoned on the green areas? And what will happen to those people, children? It's scary. I have not heard any news about Trump supporters being imprisoned. The only news I've heard of that is, you know, some officials like AOC talking about the need to cleanse the Trump movement. It's unclear what she really means by that. That she's talked about making lists of people. You know, there's been some weird statements like this. They have talked about, for example, basically going after Trump supporters as terrorists and launching insurrection. It does seem to be that the context of that, they're more looking at people who entered the Capitol building. And we've seen some of the charges on that. It does not seem to be they're going after everybody. They're looking at people who are involved with, you know, more serious crimes. Who knows how this whole thing is going to develop? I personally, if Biden becomes president, I don't think it's in his interest to basically turn half the country against him. I don't think it's in his interest to do that. I do think that maybe he wants to govern the whole country and not half the country and have the other half, you know, still basically see Trump as the de facto leader. I don't think that would be in their interest. And so we'll have to see. I haven't seen any talk of that. I've seen rumors of it, but no direct talk of it. All right, now let's go over a few more stories. Now, interesting note, I haven't confirmed it. I don't know the whole story behind this, but this is from Right Side Broadcasting Network. It's a tweet, and they're saying this. I cannot prove this. This is purely from Right Side Broadcasting Network. They say, quote, tomorrow, and this is today, so they're alleging this is happening today. President Trump will work from early in the morning until late in the evening. He will make many calls and have many meetings. This, and we're told you may also get a look at some interesting documents in the coming days. See you tomorrow from the swamp. Now, they posted this yesterday, meaning when they say tomorrow, they're referring to today. Again, Trump will work from early in the morning until late in the evening. He will make many calls and have many meetings. The only meeting we know of that happened today was with Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. And we saw the papers he had, right, coming out of the Oval Office, holding half of it, which did state Insurrection Act, martial law, the context of which was not fully known because of the way the paper was being held. Again, a photographer, it was Washington Post, photographed him and, you know, had the text of the paper visible within the photograph. Again, they're saying we're also told you may get a look at some interesting documents in the coming days. They're suggesting that in the coming days, we might be seeing some documents come out. We could assume these may be different from the Trump-Russia scandal documents that Trump already ordered to be declassified. And we can assume, again, that some of the meetings he's had have some... You know, one of the meetings we do know was with Mike Lindell. We know some of the context of that. Again, I have reached out to Mike Lindell for comment. I will let you know if I get a response. So, and again, interesting stuff happening right now. And really... more questions than answered at this point. We can say, though, that a lot of people in Washington, the Democrats especially, are acting very concerned. They are behaving in a way that suggests they're very worried about something, to the point where, again, they keep increasing the number of troops by increments of 5,000 in Washington, that Pelosi put again, right, these... metal detectors in the Senate building. That, again, a lot of strange things are happening. They're trying to impeach Trump, even though they don't really have the power to do it, trying to pressure Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment when Trump only had 2 weeks left in office, essentially. You see a lot of very rash, very scared-looking behavior from some of these people. And so, you know, but here's the reality, too. You could assume that they're also seeing these rumors. Again, the story about Mike Lindell leaving the Oval Office and carrying these papers discussing martial law, that was carried in just about every mainstream news outlet. And I guarantee you, Pelosi and all them are seeing these reports as well. And so maybe they are concerned that Trump might do that. Remember that if you read Pelosi's actual statement on why she wants to impeach Trump, she mentioned as one of her, you know, a couple of her points that she wants to restrict Trump's ability to use the military. And she's specifically saying that she's concerned Trump might try to do something with the military in other countries or have access to nuclear weapons, but she's trying to restrict his ability to use the military. Some strange things going on, right? Now, let me go over just a couple more news points and then we'll go over a couple more questions. Now, this is the National Pulse, and I've seen what they're talking about here as well, this is accurate what they're reporting. But they said this, extraordinary, chat logs reveal alleged plan to turn Trump rally into violent riot. And they're speaking specifically about the chat logs of this BLM activist who was arrested and now charged, who was at the rallies. And there, again, he had these Discord chats. Now they're saying here, screenshots from a Discord chat channel allegedly hosted by John Sullivan, a far-left anti-Trump activist who appeared to have incited violence at the U.S. Capitol. Again, I talked about this a lot last night. While posing as a journalist, reveal that he and his followers infiltrated the January 6th Save America March in Washington. It says the unearthed screenshots follow Sullivan's arrest for his role in the Capitol riot, which included calls to violence such as "We got to get this expletive burned," and "This is our expletive, our house expletive," an affidavit can reveal. Now, again, this isn't conspiracy. This is an affidavit, right? This is official. The Discord chat channel is allegedly affiliated with Sullivan's Insurgents USA group, which described itself as forming a rainbow coalition to unite all people under one banner to fight for liberation and freedom for all people. And he said, we are, this is the group's page. It says, we are the revolution. Let's show them the power of the people united. Now, the chat logs corroborate the recent federal charge against Sullivan, noting he didn't attend the riot to, quote, report, which he alleged, but rather to serve as an agent provocateur. Sullivan, who uses the name Jaden X, can be seen sending an image of himself in a Trump 2020 hat captioned with, quote, counter intel on January 6th. And, you know, again, I'm quoting National Post Pulse on this, but I did go over these logs myself. I was following it earlier in the day. So this is happening. Now, I'll go into this, and then we have real quick a big breaking story coming. Give me 1 second. We have a big breaking story. Now, following the riots, other Discord users revealed they disguised themselves as Trump supporters. Other Discord users in this chat with his own group revealed they disguised themselves as Trump supporters by wearing hats and shirts with the president's insignia. And they have the logs on the Discord channel. This is now documented. Other users, such as one calling himself a death threat, admitted that a large sum of anti-Trumpers, quote, composed those storming the Capitol before appearing to identify themselves in the crowd. Other attendees photographed themselves flipping Trump supporters off outside the Capitol. And Sullivan also posted instructions on how to make chemical weapons wipes. Finally, there is now further information that shows Sullivan and his crew were planning to be involved in further violent protests masquerading at Trump rallies. And if we scroll down just a little bit, you can see their posts promoting this, you know, armed protests rumors around the United States. If you scroll down just a bit, we have here two posters they were promoting on Second Amendment Should Not Be a Friend nationwide rally January 17th and 17 hashtag Be the People, that these provocateurs, these far left provocateurs, were the ones spreading this within their own discussions. And so this narrative is falling apart. Let's put it that way. Their narrative is falling to pieces. And again, you know, it's not saying every single person who did things on January 6th was a far left agitator, but the narrative is falling apart. All right, now it's getting late, but we just got a breaking news update real quick. This is from Mike Lindell on Twitter. He said, here are the pages of the machine voter fraud evidence that came out last week, and the media, including Twitter, has tried to bury it. This is an attack on our country. It says, exclusive proof China, Russia hacked 2020 election IP addresses in China, Russia, Hong Kong, Germany, Canada, Czech Republic, hacked PA, NV, MI, GA, battleground states, and raw data analytics show. This is Mike Lindell making these allegations. This is, Mike Lindell, another tweet. He's saying that according to data analysis, Kaspersky is a Russian software and cybersecurity firm. Kaspersky Lab was founded by Eugene Kaspersky and is now his ex-wife, Natalie Kaspersky. He's alleging, basically, he's alleging these things that there's evidence of foreign interference. Now, again, we'll have to see. Again, we did have the director of national intelligence, Ratcliffe, come out and say that China, Russia, and Iran interfered in the elections. We did see sanctions placed by the Trump administration on Russian sources in Ukraine, acting as agents who allegedly were spreading disinformation. So we do know there were some instances of this. Again, this is Mike Lindell saying this. We'll have to see what comes out. Eric Collins, real quick. You say, if we are partly in this mess because of Facebook and Twitter, why haven't Trump supporters deleted them? Yeah, you know, if you've noticed, I haven't really been active on Twitter. And honestly, I'm waiting for Parler to go back online, to be honest. I had about, I think over, I don't watch the numbers too frequently, but I think I had over 75,000 Twitter followers. And overnight, that was dropped down to about 55,000. I think the purge of people from Twitter was really, really big. And again, right when they did that, you had a large group moving to Parler, and then they pulled Parler offline. Now you have a large group moving to Gab. And actually, those of you who use Signal might have seen that Signal was offline most of the day, allegedly as Signal, this secure chat app, was seeing also massive amounts of new users. Now, there are a few other platforms for this. In fact, I just got on one you all might be interested in, which is new, which is called SafeChat. And I find it to be very good. It's also a secure app. If you get on SafeChat, find me. I will add you. It's not that big yet, but it's a very good app. I do like it so far. Now, we'll see what happens with Parler. That comes back on. I'll probably make that my main social media platform for the foreseeable future until that changes. Let's see here. This is socialism is for figs. Facebook reinstated Trump's account. Oh, wow. Did they really? Did Facebook reinstate Trump's account? That would be a big update. I haven't seen that yet. This is from Eric Collins. He said, do you remember when the mayor of Houston wanted to screen the sermons before they were preached on Sunday? Look how close we are to seeing churches being canceled under the guise of hate speech. You know, you already have cases of that happening in some parts of Europe, actually. Sweden is a terrible example of this, where they are actually moving to censor churches under the guise of hate speech laws. And even, for example, you know, not banning the Bible, but basically labeling the Bible as hate speech. You do have this happening in some countries already. And, you know, the way this is developing, this does seem to be the trajectory that a lot of these progressive movements are heading towards. Wow, Battle Rattle, really appreciate the support. Thank you. Yeah, folks, again, always really appreciate the support. It's getting quite late, and so I'm going to call it a night. But always very much enjoy doing these Q&As with y'all. Tomorrow is Saturday. Unless something major happens, I will not be doing a live Q&A tomorrow. Given the way things are developing, we'll see. Because if something big happens tomorrow, like something major, I will do a live Q&A. But typically, again, I don't usually do them on Saturdays. But if that's the case, again, I'll be back on Sunday, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. All right, folks, always really appreciate the support. Always very much enjoy doing these live Q&As with you. I am planning and being in Washington to report on the inauguration. We'll see how much access I can actually get, but I will be there to report. That is the current plan. We'll see how things develop, given the way lockdowns are happening and so on. I'll keep you all updated on it. Again, we have a lot of good interviews coming out. Keep an eye out for them. And also, again, Sunday through Friday, doing the live Q&As. Also, folks, please consider liking this video. And if you haven't subscribed already, also double check that you're still subscribed. And keep in mind, too, that, you know, please click the notification bell. But sometimes people say they don't get notifications either. So there's some weird stuff happening with YouTube. But again, it does, you know, we're planning on staying here unless they delete us or something. We do, you know, if that happens, we'll go to other platforms. It's not the end of the world, but you know, we seem to be okay here. And so we are still trying to grow this channel. So we do appreciate, of course, if you like and subscribe, it does help us quite a bit. And also please consider telling a friend or family member about this channel. We're mainly growing through grassroots, people telling others about it. Oh, wow, Lisa, really, thank you for the support. I appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, also. All right, folks, again, really appreciate all of you. Yeah, and on that note, too, I would recommend, it doesn't seem that Trump supporters are, it seems to be the case that Trump is discouraging people from going to protest in Washington. It does seem to be the case, again, you have these rumors of, again, you know, we can see now far left agitators encouraging people to join these armed protests. It does seem to be a honeypot. And so, you know, I'm going to DC to report. I am in no way encouraging anybody to go there to protest. In fact, I think very likely it's more of a honeypot if you do that. Just my assessment, take it for what it's worth. Now, folks, again, really appreciate all of you. Always enjoy talking with you all. As always, please take care of yourselves, stay informed, and stay free. Thank you.